Justification. Justification is a forensic term. The Bible uses a lot of legal language like that. For instance, it says that if we sin, when we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That term advocate is essentially lawyer. We have the one who will go and talk to the judge on our behalf. We have an advocate with the Father. The good news for us is our lawyer is the judge's son. We've got an in into the judge's chambers. Now, the Bible also says that Satan accuses the brethren day and night. Day and night we are being accused. Day and night there is Satan up there, the accuser, which is what Satan means. His very name means the accuser. And he is up there day and night accusing the brethren in the court of heaven. And the bad news for me is, because like I told you, I know me. The bad news for me is every time he gets up there and accuses me, he's usually right. He's got me dead to rights. And he gets up there and he says, "Did you see him? Are you looking at him? Did you see him? He's up in the court of heaven. Did you see what he did? Look at him. Did you see what he did?" And my lawyer stands up and says, "Yes, did you see what I did?" Have you seen these holes in my hands? Have you seen these holes in my hands? Have you noticed where that spear pierced my side?
Have you noticed where that spear pierced my side?
Have you seen where the crown of thorns pierced my brow?
Have you seen where the crown of thorns pierced my brow?
Have you seen where they ripped out my beard? Did you see where they beat me in the face? Did you see where they paraded me through the streets with that chunk of wood on my back while they spit on me? Did you see what I did? I hung on that tree and I said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And the judge looks at my advocate. And he looks at me. And he looks at my accuser. And he says, "Who shall lay anything?" To the charge of God's elect. It is God that justifies. Yes. It is Christ that died. Yea, that is risen again. And Paul will go on to write that he was buried, he died, he was crucified for our offenses, and he was raised for our justification. You see, in the high court of heaven, brothers and sisters, you and I, when God looks at us, he doesn't see you, he doesn't see your sin. He sees his son whom he loves. And so we are accepted in the beloved. And the accuser tries to say, "Did you see it?" And the judge says, "No, I didn't. I see my son. I see what he did. And that was sufficient." So. Number one, Christ was the final substitutionary sacrifice. Number two, he was the propitiation that satisfied the wrath of God. Number three, he paid the redemption price to purchase guilty sinners. And number four, he was the ransom that was paid. Number five, he made reconciliation between God and man. Number six, he justified guilty sinners, satisfying God's holy justice. Number seven, he sanctified those people, setting them apart as holy. And number eight, he perfected forever those that he bought, justified, and sanctified. That's what he did on the cross. What did
you do. Nothing. There's nothing in that list that you did. What needs to be added to that list? Nothing. You have to add your works, your faith, your church membership, your attendance, your something, your stuff, your thing, whatever. Every religious group has their set of requirements, the things you got to do to be part of our group. If anybody says to you, Jesus saves, and they've already missed it. If they say, Jesus saves as long as you, no. If they say, Jesus saves, but they've missed it. Jesus actually fully, completely, totally saved his people. And he did it at Calvary. It's a finished work. You understand that? As long as there's breath in this body and an opportunity and somebody that'll sit on the other side of a table from me, I will tell them the truth of the gospel of sovereign grace. Because it is the only gospel that saves. See, we who believe in sovereign grace, we know the truth, we know the fact, and the fact is Jesus saves. He doesn't try to save. He didn't make salvation available. It wasn't theoretical. Jesus saves. We who know the sovereign grace of God, we have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the mountains. Cross the waves. Onward, 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Shout! Salvation, full and free, highest hills and deepest caves, this our song of victory. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.